Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, what's going on? Everything is cool with me. We're going to talk about passion. Not the passion, you know, that you have as far as emotions. I'm talking about the passion as far as determination. Oh, I just remember years ago when I started out, when I embarked on my journey into manhood. Oh, God, this is a private number. It's probably this fool, but I got to give him a chance.
Hello there, Mr. Steve. I'm on your website.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you got something to say?
Hey, yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, hello, sir. Can you hear me? I'm on your website at the moment. I wanted to get the fireplace course, but it's not letting
me. Hey, bro. You can't get it on here, man. Hit my email. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Let me know what you want. I'll tell you how to get it, but I can't tell you on here.
Oh, is it not the man?
See, the thing is, when I started out, I was confident. You know, I wasn't confident in what I know now, but I was confident enough to start out. I went out there playing pool, you know, getting good in pool and winning money. You know, and I'm thinking, man, this fucking dude.
Hey, dude,
wait a minute. What? Can't you understand English?
So I'm on the website at the moment.
Yes or no? Yes or no, man?
Yes, I'm on the website at the moment, sir.
And
I'm trying to approach.
Can you stop talking so much? You ain't on my website. My website is Rosebud the Author. So whatever website you own, rosebudtheauthor.com. If you're not on that, you're not on my shit. So that's why you can't order it.
Have you changed the website? Because I'm on themanmindset.com. I believe that it was your website, manmindset.com.
You fucking asshole. Man Mindset is Steve Dean. Go talk to him. I'm Rosebud, ignorant motherfucker.
Why am I not speaking to me?
And you know, I know motherfuckers be doing shit like that on purpose. You know, I ain't gonna say Steve Dean is in on that, but I ain't no stupid motherfucker either. So, you know, I'm just saying, motherfuckers be playing games, man. They be hating. And you gotta be up on it. Now, I'm just saying, what motherfucker, see, he back again, what motherfucker is gonna be fucking with me to plug Steve the Dean's Man Mindset shit. I'll plug it. Steve the Dean, manmindset.com. Got dope for your ass if you want it. Now, you motherfucker, can you get off the goddamn thing and quit fucking with me? Everybody, if you want to go to stevethedean.com, excuse me. TheManMindset.com, do it. He ain't gonna be nothing off me. It's gonna be some fuss, Steve. I'm with that nigga. Go ahead on. Hey, get your ass off, dude. Please, don't come back. Now, what I'm saying is when I did start out and I started thinking, I started thinking about, do I really want this? Because I ran into problems right away. But shit, I'm out there now. So I started out hard. You know, I ain't punking from now on, you motherfuckers do whatever. And I kept going hard. And I still go hard. And I want you guys to understand, in life, my efforts were all A+. But, you know, lately. Not lately. But at one time, my enthusiasm was like going away. Not to live. Don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about killing myself. I was just saying, I just shit, I don't know, just wasn't right. And I found that to be just puzzling to me. So, you know, a person like me, I got different kind of friends on different levels in life. And you know, when I do come across something, whether it's scholastic or just life in general, I have people I can talk to. And this cat, Cambone Obiani, a friend of mine, well, he was a close friend, but sadly we've drifted apart. But he was my mentor in writing. And without him, I just don't think I would be as good of a writer. I don't think I would be able to write as well as I do. But when I spoke to him about this, he told me some interesting things. Now, I explained what was going on. You know, that I had somehow lost the intensity that I had for living. And I told him that I ain't suicidal or none of that shit. But I'm saying it's like work for me to get up and do this shit. And although I'm attacking my life with gusto, I'm just saying, I wait until the last minute to do some shit, and then I'm in a rush to complete it. That's not the way shit goes. Now, Campbell quiet listening to me. You know, he a reserved man, and you know, he calmly said, man, that's what happens to a lot of great thinkers, especially when they come to the end of something that they're studying. It's your mind trying to see if you're serious. And I said, man, you what? He said, yeah, it's your mind trying to rebel. You don't actually want to stop thinking about the shit you're thinking about, but you want a conclusion. And you know when the conclusion comes, you got to find something else which should excite you. But it's not. It's not going to excite you until you get to the end of this. And that's what's going on now. Hold on, I'll continue. 951, what's up?
Yes, so. My question is, how do you know passion? Like, how do you know? How do you feel it?
See, something about you guys always make you miss the point. The point is not passion will find you. You have to find something you're passionate about. So what I'm saying is, you don't know what that is. Hey, mute yourself, bro, so I don't hear all that noise in the background. Okay, so what I'm saying is, see, something passionate is not going to find you. You ain't going to stumble up on it. What you're going to do is want to do something. It might be you want to cut the front yard. And then while you're, hey, man, can you mute yourself, please? Okay.
You said what?
Man, just mute yourself. That's all you need to do. Can you do that?
Mute myself. Yeah, I'm muted.
All right. So when you get ready to talk, just unmute yourself. But what I'm saying is, you find things yourself by looking for shit. Otherwise, you might just want to cut the yard, the line. Get the mower and you start cutting the line. Then you look at the hedges and you say, shit, I wonder could I trim them hedges. And then you start fucking with them hedges and then it don't look right. Then you say, shit. And then you do something else to them. And then you do something else to them. And before you know it, that day is over. But you keep thinking about the hedges. When the next week or whatever, 2 weeks come and you cut your grass, you can't wait to get to the hedges. Because now You finna do something that you didn't thought about while you've been waiting to get to them. And then you try it. And before you know it, man, this becomes something you love doing. You had no idea you would love doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Hey, there you go, brother. Hey, and on the mute thing, that's all you got to do, man. Just mute. And then when you get ready to say something, unmute. It's like that, brother. It's cool. See, where I'm coming from is that you got just like that brother right there. You know, he got me, if that's the case, to call and ask something to him that's serious. It might not be serious to whoever heard the question, but it might. Because I'm telling you, that's the answer. Passion does not find you. You find something to put your passion in. Passion is your determination to complete or the best or to do the best or whatever, how much you feel that. That's your passion. So what he was trying to tell me was that unless I continue to the end of what I'm doing, my mind is going to make sure that I really want it. Because all this, yeah, this tape, whatever, woo, woo, is simply making me say, fuck that. I didn't know that. Now, what I'm saying is, if you have the slightest doubt in what you're doing, you might stop. I mean, or you might think little of whatever it is that you have this doubt about. See, this is the thing about life. And if you don't think about shit, you're not living. Now, whether it's true or not, as far as what Cambone told me, whether it's true or not is insignificant. What's important is what I took from what he said. And he said to me, if your passion ain't right for what you're doing, it won't get done as well as it could get done. And I believe so wholeheartedly in what I do, my full passion is automatic. It's understood him to say, if I was faking, I only faked on myself. Wow. I'm telling you, that was some powerful shit. Even though it was really simple, common fucking thoughts. But it wasn't simple. Very difficult, complicated problems have simple solutions. Maybe the solution he gave was simple. But that fucking problem that was fucking with me was really a trip. So learning something is ultra cool. I know that. But it don't automatically give you the answers to, you know, life's obstacles that's going to keep coming even though you got that answer. So to be prepared for whatever comes to you, you have to be true to yourself. You guys don't understand that. You don't understand the importance of being true to you. So what I'm saying is, you guys need to actually realize, you can fool me. Shit. You can fool most people. But you cannot fool your motherfucking self. What you can do is lie to yourself and shut down. Because if you open up and start questioning whatever you lied about, you'll see you're lying, and then you couldn't live. I don't mean you want to commit suicide, but You just couldn't live like that. So I'm going to be a decision you had to make. See, I really want to be down for this shit. This shit meaning what I'm doing. And what Cambone told me made me see that we all must constantly refocus on our goals so we can stay true to the course. We can't think of it 4 years ago and haven't revisited it because we're still on it. 862, what's up with you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Let me tell you something, bro. This is a timely topic, right? Yesterday was my birthday, right?
Yesterday was your birthday? Wait. You said yesterday was your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, brother. Bella Scorpio. You know mine is one, too.
No, that's what's up. So, yeah, so, you know, when your birthday comes up, you think about what you should have did different, what you should do better and whatnot.
Yeah.
So the same shit you talking about now, I've been thinking that shit all night at work. So what happened was I called out my second job because I got an app that's on my tooth, so I couldn't go in tonight. And usually you go in while I'm at work. So I'm going to see you while I'm at work.
So okay, I'm missing the point. What's the point?
The point is you saying this when I'm able to call you right now because I took off work to holler at you because usually I'm at work when you're on because the time's on.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Well, what you hollering at me about, man?
The point is a passion. You got to stay focused. You can't let, but that got a question for you, though. I know about the passion, though. My question is, I can't hear you, bud.
You didn't ask the question.
Okay. My question is, as far as passion, how hard is it or easy is it for you to stay on task? Because I notice when I'm on my journey, that's when all the bullshit comes.
Yeah, but that's why it's the journey. Because you got to watch out for the bullshit. And you got to keep going. When you ain't doing shit, you ain't going to have no bullshit because you ain't doing shit. The bullshit comes to keep you from doing what you're trying to do. If you ain't trying to do a goddamn thing, you ain't going to have nothing in your way. And you're going to be able to do nothing as much as you want to. As soon as you start trying to do something, here come this, here come that, this coming up, that coming up. But you got to knock that shit to the side and stay focused on what you're trying to do. That's what makes it a journey, the effort to get there, bro.
And that's why I love you, bud.
You know it, brother. Be cool.
Not right now.
So, what I'm trying to get you guys to see and understand is that analogies, when I make analogies and shit, I'm doing it for a reason. I'm not just talking. So refocusing our goals so that we can stay true to the fucking course. This is about committing to something and going hard until you get it. You know, I often talk about, speaking of analogies, I often talk about the lion's light. And I give some seriously strong advice based on the lion. After the show, you know, doing that, I always get a lot of questions. They don't ask these questions during the show, but they email me after the show and ask them. Hold on, let me get 716. What's up with you, brother?
Hey, what's up with you, bud? This is Paul.
Paul, what's happening, man?
Man, everything is just getting better every day. How are you?
What's up?
Yo, I hear you talking about passion. I had a question about, because I notice, like, the more things I do, like, that I don't get comfortable with, the more I build my confidence. Would you say that's how passion works? Or is that like, because I'm passionate about a lot of different things.
No, man, no, that's not, I wouldn't relate that to passion. the more you make yourself uncomfortable doing shit that you ain't used to doing, which is what I tell you you should do, because there is nowhere I'm uncomfortable. Nowhere. Well, you know, maybe at a Hell's Angel rally or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be uncomfortable there, you know, or a Ku Klux Klan rally, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Right.
But other than that, man, life ain't going to give me nothing that's uncomfortable. Then that's what you're experiencing when you're going through what you're going through right now, as far as seeing that shit. But what I'm also saying is you got to understand this, man. Just because you graduated with straight A's don't mean that you learned it all, man. You got about 3 or 4 more years of going through this kind of shit, sticking to what the hell you've learned, and handling everything through the lenses of what you see you learned. And then at a point after that time, that shit'll be you. You just have to learn what to do. You know, you're not going to have all the answers right now, but you're not going to be scared to look at it like you were at one point. And slowly but surely, let's say you look at it right now and you don't really have an answer. You're just going to keep living, and then that shit going to come up again. And when it come up again, you may not, but you may have the answer, because the more you deal with your life's events with the way you supposed to think, the more shit is going to get clear to you. But if you thought of it before you dealt with shit enough, with this knowledge, you missed it back then when you thought of it, so it's going to come again. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
No, really, Paul, I'm serious, because that's a real question you asked, man.
You saying that as you win it, you're going to learn it. You ain't going to have it all then, but if you miss it because you're thinking about it too much, once it come back around, it's going to be a memory. It's going to be like muscle memory. Like,
well, let's say you missed it for whatever fucking reason. Don't say because you thought about it too much, because that limits you. For whatever reason you missed it, when it come back around, you're going to remember you missed it, and you're going to see it, and you're going to look at it differently because you got more game now. Even if it was just last month that you did it the first time, it don't take a long time for the shit to occur. I mean, it could actually occur today, and you miss it, and you stay down, and you're doing shit, and next week this time, it happens again. You're going to say, damn. You're going to see it this time, and damn, man, you know what? I remember when I did that. You're going to think real fast what you did wrong last time. And you're going to make adjustments. And it's just going to keep going on, Paul. Don't trip. I'm telling you, man, you already know what you need to know to make the right decisions. Now you got to live a few years making the right decision without nobody's helping you except for you and your thoughts before this shit really, really, really be you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep calling in, though, Paul.
For sure.
Love this shit. That was some good shit, Paul. Hey, see, a lot of you guys, you're satisfied with having only a few pieces to a puzzle. I mean, if that makes you feel you're in the mix, cool. But people like me and Paul, we don't want a few pieces, because the few pieces show us there's something else to get. We want all the pieces. Every single, if it's 1,000 of them, we don't want 999. Even if we can tell what the motherfucker is. We want completion, because that's who we are. We don't want to feel cool. We want to be cool. Then being cool is having it. Otherwise, whatever it is, 84 pieces to this puzzle, I got all 84 of them. Makes me cool. Having a motherfucking few pieces to the puzzle only allows you to risk your life with you thinking that little bit of information you have is going to help your motherfucking ass survive. When that ain't the case. 916, what's up with you, my fuck brother?
What's going on, bud?
Juan Diego, what's happening? What's up?
No, I was just touching off with the information you said when you have the tools. And speaking on your tools, the ones I bought from you, man, I'm on a whole nother level. Just fuck, they're fire. But it made me realize that when I'm living life, I see things I didn't know not that I needed, but also that I can explore an adventure. If I just stick with one tool to say.
This is what this shit does for you, man. It changes your life. It doesn't change your life because it make you move or it make you get handsomer or change your hairstyle. It just make you see shit different. And shit that you would have just walked past before, now you investigate. And like I was just telling Paul, man, you wait 3 years. I know that sounds a long time. But you wait 3 years of you making your own decisions, based on what you got from fucking with me. I'm talking about three years sound like a long time, but it could be a year. But you're going to be mixing it up, calling me and blah, blah, blah for that first year, blah, 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 like you're doing. I mean, that's what people do. But then at a point, you're going to just stretch out on your own, and it's going to be a little better, but it ain't going to be cool till 2 years after that, and you've been doing this shit on your own, making mistakes, correcting them, making, you know, home runs, all that shit. And then you go look in the mirror one day and smile, damn, man, I didn't really make the change. That's what you waiting on. Don't wait on it, attack it, though. That's the only advice I would give you.
That's funny that you read my mind on that, because I was just in San Diego over the weekend, and I was thinking about that along with the tools. Like I said, your tools, man, that's like your finest, like I can't your zone, man, in those, and it just hit me on another level, more than the confidence course, more than the conversation. So it's just, yeah, it's funny that you said that. I was just thinking that.
See, the thing about the tools, they're not a part of confidence. The tools is a part of being sharp. So otherwise, you can't utilize the tools unless you're confident enough that you are sharp. But you can't just say you sharp. You have to say you sharp and know what to do in here and there in that situation. But unless you have confidence, you won't be willing to use the tools. You won't be willing to get the information that the tools have given you and use it. And evidently, you using the shit. And if you ain't, you better start.
Makes sense.
All right.
All right, bud.
Hey, for sure, Juan, thanks. Hey, you guys, I love this shit. See, the thing about me, man, you got to really understand this. After I, you know, do my little shit about the little lions and stuff, I always get a lot of, you know, calls. What is this? What is that? You know, some of them have my cards, and they're going to be able to hear some of the shit, but they miss it, too, because they just have the cards. They ain't really getting laced by me. But what I'm saying is a lot of the motherfuckers are satisfied with just having a few pieces, hearing crumbs, if that's the case. And what you really need to do is understand that the little information you have that you see is helping you should indicate what the entire package would do for you. But it don't. That's why I make these videos. You know, these videos in the game that I lace you with at Sidewalk University, goes hand in hand. See, if you see five of my videos, and all five of them are about success, you'll see 5 2-hour videos about different points of success, different things about success, because you can't talk about success in 2 hours. You can't do it. It takes, success is something you can talk about at least a year. So how am I going to think I'm going to cover it in a video? How do you think you're going to get it all in a semester? See, this is what's important, fellas. You got to get what will allow you to continue to get the information. If you don't get that game that's going to let you get the information without having to call and ask all the time, you ain't really getting it. Excuse me, this fucking change of fucking weather is really bothering me. But, 954, I see you. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, bud? This is Ronnie J. How you doing now?
All right, Ronnie, what's that? I think I know this Ronnie, light-skinned brother, right?
Yeah, yeah, my mom named Lena. I think that was your grandma.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I just wanted to add to the conversation in terms of the importance of getting a course, applying what you learn, you know, to the brothers on the fence. You know, you got to give yourself time to apply the game. Just like learning to walk, it don't happen overnight, but as long as you keep trying, you'll see yourself making progress. So you got to campaign, you got to speak to women, you got to get out your comfort zone. But I just wanted to emphasize the importance of giving it time. And Bud laced me with a lot of game that I don't really tap in no more, because once you know, you know. You know, then you got to go off your own wisdom.
Hey, let me tell you, Ronnie, you do exactly what you're supposed to do. Every blue moon I hear from you, every blue moon you sharper and sharper. You exactly right. You ain't got to chime in every time. Hey, I'm listening to you, bud. Fuck all that. Call in a year. You know what I'm saying? A year and a half later, let me hear it. I'll hear it in you. And you already know. Yeah, you already know.
Because you know, it got to be in you. It can't just be on you. You know, this game really got to be in you. Whatever you serious about, passionate about, you really got to believe that shit. You got to be, in so many words, willing to die for it, per se. You know what I mean? Straight game.
To tell you the truth, bro, you won't have any passion for it unless it's really in you. Now, like I was telling the other brother, he might not know that he wanted to be a landscaper or whatever. He might not have knew that. And until he went out and actually started doing it, then he ain't still don't know it, but he want to do it for the next 2 or 3 times he cut his yard. And the next thing you know, somebody said, man, who did your yard? And he said, I did. And they say, if you ever want to do mine, let me know. Next thing you know, he might say,
exactly,
let me do it. And that's how it starts. We don't know.
Exactly.
We just got
too much weight and gonna sink the ship. Too much weight and gonna sink the ship, like you say. But I'm going to fall back.
Hey, wait. You just said something cool. Too much weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, will sink the ship. Just like too much weight, W-A-I-T, will sink the ship. W-E-I-T is pounds. W-A-I-T is hesitation. And both of them will sink the ship, Brother Ronnie.
And that's why we mashing. You know, we ain't waiting on nothing.
That's why we mash. Good shit, Brother Ronnie. I love it. Thank you. See? So life has so many variations of one thing, of this thing, of that thing. I mean, you can always learn something new about anything. People who've gone to SWU know to listen to my videos. They soon realize the topics on each video We covered at SWU, but not in such detail. But then if I'm covering everything on the videos, why do I need to go to SWU? Because if you ain't been laced, all I'm going to be doing is entertaining you. You may hear one or two of the motherfucking things I say, but you ain't going to hear what a motherfucker that go to Sidewalk University be hearing. When I start, them motherfuckers get their notebook out and start writing. Because when I start talking about passion, this is a subject that I might have spent whatever amount of time on. But I may, let's say I'm in this one piece, I know I've hit at least 500 points. But talking to you at Sidewalk University, I'm only hitting maybe 10 points. The rest are coming when you pick them up. That's what make you have game, that you can pick them up. If you can't pick them up, you ain't got no game. So shit, who the fuck want to sit around and tell you 500 things? Yeah, your motherfucking ass. I'm expounding on shit on these videos. I'm not just, that's why I don't care about monetizing. I don't even do that shit. I don't give a fuck about monetizing my videos. I give a fuck about making them. Because the motherfuckers that I'm interested in is the motherfuckers that already want to fuck with me. Period. I want you to keep seeing that this shit is everlasting. Period. Now, sooner or later, you're going to realize my course at Sidewalk University and my black ass are your closest friends. Now, think of this. Is there ever a time where you won't be you? I'm talking about, is there ever a time where you'll deny your existence? If I asked you, when is a lion a lion? No, when is a lion not a lion? Long as you try to explain when a lion is not a lion, you're going to be wrong. Period. Because there is no time that a lion is not a lion. And simply because I asked that question does not mean you're supposed to have an answer. But that's how everyone is. You know, they want to have the answer. No matter what you say, no matter how much sense you make, the whole thing, your whole answer is the premise that it's based on is wrong. So nothing you can say can make it right. 2 + 2 = 4 + 5 = 48. No, ain't that wrong? Because 2 + 2 = 4. But +5 makes it 9. If I say 48, that whole thing is wrong. The whole equation, not half of it, the whole equation is wrong. So you need to understand this fucking shit. From birth, we should be bred to be as the lion is bred, to do as you please. I don't mean creating the hat. Hold on, let me get my 646. What's going on, 646?
I just wanted to say, man, I didn't watch about 80 hours of Lions and what they do, man. And you right in the motherfucker about what they do, man. They be starving about to die tomorrow, and they still going to be a lion.
Period. Ain't no
period.
No way they not going to be a lion.
That's all I want to say, bud. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep listening.
Appreciate you, brother. See, so like I say, from birth, we should be bred to believe, as the lion believes, this shit is mine. Now, I don't mean create havoc by making life, you know, difficult or chaotic for everybody. Because if you really think about it, the lion don't do shit. He don't cause no problems. he do is be a lion when I get hungry. I mean, that's all you need to know, motherfucker. I ain't gonna come over there fucking with you. I don't want to play. I don't want to have no friends. So you ain't got to visit me. None of that goddamn shit. When I get hungry, I'm a roar. And I'm going to let your stupid ass know if you're in the way, I'm going to eat you. Them motherfuckers got a dope life. They ain't exerting themselves unless it's for them. Shit. They ain't even exerting themselves for their bitch or their kids. Only for them. So I'm saying, you got to remember. Think questions through. And go deeper than your goddamn thoughts is on that shit. One person responded to, you know me, said, a lion is not a lion when it's caged, meaning in a zoo or something like that. That is not true. Lions in zoos and in captivity are kept semi-drugged and full. They're full at all times. You ever seen a skinny lion in captivity? Because they know if they let that motherfucker get hungry, he gonna go buck wild. So they keep him fed, keep whatever he want near him, and all he gonna do is lay down and yawn and look like a lion. Long as he's well fed, he's going to be happy to just laze around all day. There is no kind of doing it with a motherfucking lion. It's all or nothing. So if you want it to be nothing, you better give it all to me. And why I'm saying this is I remember when I was a young turnout. And I saw Phil Mo Slim. He was sitting in the truck in Fleetwood. He was strumming on his guitar and singing some kind of song that he was making up about MacArthur Boulevard, you know, in Oakland. That was a host road. And as he was singing, I think I'm standing in the back off the cat listening, because Philbo was already a legend. And he said, Rosebud, I see you've been rolling by yourself some kind of way. And he said, pimping is a lonely game. And I don't really know all the words. I just remember him saying this. He said, if you're real about it, you can get the fortune and have all the fame. Believe me, it didn't take me long to realize how deep that fucking statement was. Because it's a lonely game. Because once you start pimping, really, really pimping, you don't want to associate yourself with just any pimp. So you be very particular about who getting your motherfucking car. Because pimping ass nigga like me, I want to be around top flight niggas, and they don't walk or need rides. So hardly you ain't going to see them unless you have a spot. So I'm by myself all the motherfucking time, because I ain't riding one of you no pimping motherfuckers with me. I'm telling you, Phil was in legendary status when I turned out. I mean, I don't know, 10 years or maybe a little more had passed when he had told the judge, hey, look, hold up. Can you just give me the 5 years? Because ain't no way in the world you're going to make me say I'm a burglar. The fucking judge. Wait, Mr. Sims. What's that nigga's name? Sims. I forgot. But anyway, wait, Mr. Sims. All you got to do is say you're a burglar, or you burglarized the place, and we'll let you go free, time served. He said, fuck you. Give me five. I'm going down pimping. No. Philbo had already did that. And he did that five. And I think he had like 13 O's when he went in. And I think he ended up coming out to maybe five or something like that. But he came out to all that money. This is before I even started. This nigga done did all this shit before I even started. So, you know, Fimo got all my motherfucking respect because I'm going to say, yeah, I would have did that too. But I don't know. Fimo did some hell of shit. And then he was all over the news. 5 years over time service, some shit. This shit is all over the Bay Area. Then it got on the national news. Man, Fimo was a monster because this judge, because I believe that he was judge, it's like, look, man, I'm telling you, you can get out, but no more time. And if you go in, you got to start from now. Well, you get to use the time you have, but it's only been a few weeks. Give me the time, man. I pimps mine. Who was in that? See, come on. So, what I'm saying, who was in that? Pimping ain't easy. You know, it's not easy to be in the higher echelon of that game. Every motherfucking pimp could be top flight. If every pimp could be top flight, it wouldn't be such a big thing to be in that, you know, ranking. But it's a big thing to be a real pimp. And he got to get the message when an OG is talking to him. So what I'm saying is I'm standing there, and I hear Fimo say, pimping is a lonely game. I mean, they know OG going to tell me how to do shit. He's just going to tell me how the shit is done. And I got to pick it up. Man, if I don't pick it up, I don't deserve to hear what the fuck he was saying. Two and two. That's how I go. Shit. Get it or miss it. It's up to your motherfucking ass. Now, word to the wise. I keep trying to tell you motherfuckers, the white man had and still has a fear of black men. The fear is not comparable with the fear of any other race of man. No man of any culture threatens white men as black men do. Now, the fear this motherfucker have of the talent, brains, the body, and the wherewithal black men have simply frightens this motherfucker to death. And the only way they could contain us was by stripping everything away that we identified with. Now, don't let him hear us say, we the baddest. Are we the best in whatever field? Man, that's going to drive that motherfucker crazy. They realize they must kill us. And that's what they're legally doing. They tried caging us, but they couldn't. Then another motherfucker said, the lion is not a lion. When he loses his dominant position. I mean, that's not true. Because even in old age, when a challenge arises, as best he can, this motherfucker is going to stand up. He know standing up could risk his fucking life. But he ain't about to be no fun. Dude, he just ain't going to be no pup. He may be old, but by him being dominant at one time, he got his respect. And the younger lions ain't going to let no harm come to him from an outside liar. I mean, if the dominant lion want to do something to him, the lion's going to just leave. Whatever, man, would help me, but you know what I'm saying? Some other motherfucking threat comes to this motherfucker, they defending him. And the king of the pride is going to defend him if he has to. When the lion gets old and he knows it's his time to go, you know, his dominance is coming to an end, he ain't gonna hand his crown over to some motherfucking lion. He gonna stand up and roar, and he gonna fight. Now, he might get the shit beat out of him. He might even get killed. If he don't get killed, but he got the shit beat out of him, he can stand the pride. He just, you know, he can rest. You know, the pride accepts that he done earned his rest, his respect, and prestige is evident when, you know, how people let him eat, you know, right after the dominant fucking lion. He just don't get first dibs on the pussy. Now, in life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations, but just as the lion does, you face each of them as a king would do, with no doubt in your mind. Now, as far as a lion goes, only the most committed lions will risk all to get, you know, what he has come to believe is his to claim. Fuck, this motherfucker try it and get his ass whooped. Next year, he trying it again. You going to whoop me again, motherfucker. They ain't quitting because you beat my... I'm out. I'm coming back. So, just as only the committed man will strive for the status of manhood, alpha manhood, it's the same with the lions. We're just as they are, we are. We, when we had or have problems, white folks just sit around and hope we all kill each other over it. In the streets, you know, we let our savvy outshine the motherfucking police who think we gonna, like, kill each other over this beef. But we didn't go out and look for the motherfucker that we was mad at and try to kill him or anything, you know, or do him some harm. The only harm we wanted to do him was front his ass off about the fly shit we did. We can do some fly ass shit in front of your motherfucking bitches, and you don't look like a punk, period. And if you really want to try me, bring your ass over here, because I'll be across the street. You know, we knew the popo wanted us to go to war so that they could shut us down. When that didn't work, the popo decided to use that motherfucking fear for my life. I feared for my life. You know, and killing you behind it was okay. Now, man, we sharper than that. You better be sharper than that. He already afraid of your motherfucking ass. And now he got to accept you ain't giving a fuck about him or his authority. What's left? You got to die. You gotta die, man. Who is going to accept that? Especially when you put it in their face. Don't give them motherfuckers any reason to paint you with a fucking brush that ain't hardly you. You gotta stay safe. That's one of the benefits of being the way I'm trying to get you guys to be. Believing in yourself. It's not going to take you very long to make a decision. Believing in yourself. It's not going to take you long to make a decision because you trust yourself. Ask any of my alumni how long it takes me to answer any question they may have. I don't give a fuck what it is when you ask it. I will never take longer than a second or two to answer any question you might have. See, women lay in wait to see a man stand up. When they do see it, when they do see a motherfucker representing, this motherfucker ain't got no problem letting the woman know that he know his value. I'm just saying it's just important to make sure what you say have meaning to what you believe. And never make promises you don't intend on keeping. Wow, this dude is still... Okay, man, what do you want? What's your plug now?
Hi, so how are you? I'm on the website now. It's asking me...
See how stupid you are? You a real fucking ignorant bastard. I done told you 3 times you on the wrong fucking website. What website are you on, you motherfucker?
I'm on AskRosebud.com.
What the fuck do you want?
I'm trying to get the confidence course, but it's asking me to put a password, which is kind of weird.
It's not asking you shit. It's telling you to take your ass to PayPal.com and send me the money, AskRosebud@gmail.com. And whatever you send, I'll send, whatever you pay for, I'll send it to you via email. Now, don't call back, all right?
All right, so I need to go on PayPal, is it? PayPal.com.
PayPal.com, yes.
And then what do I put, confidence course, or what do I need to...
Man, I ain't finna, you know, bro, you guys know me. I ain't finna hold your motherfucking hand. I don't give a fuck if you finna send me $1,500 or not. I ain't holding your hand so you can just play with me. Period. He might need help. I don't know. He sounds like he's bullshitting to me. So what I'm saying is, man, I ain't answering you now, man, because I'm about to end my show. Even if you have a woman, you need to make sure all your moves are manly. Throughout the entire relationship, it's important to have being a man at the forefront of your daily thoughts. Now, as you grow into being the real you, it's going to allow you different thoughts to have occupying your mind. Now, if your passion is strong enough, being a man is going to require you to stand on principles that you've adopted. You got to accept that you should represent whatever those principles are. You should represent them. Wow. Hey, I'm not answering none of you foreign motherfuckers, man. Now, you just have to, accept that you need to represent those principles, whatever your principles are. Lionesses. Lady lions, they lounge around and watch what the lions do. Knowing the lions ain't gonna do shit. Because if the lion is doing too much, the lady lions don't even like him. Just as the ladies will sit and watch your motherfucking ass so that they can judge whether or not they want to fuck with you. I mean, this is the reason you gotta feel like you're on stage and everyone's watching at all times. Being this way allows you to never settle. Most of you have settled, and you know it. Oh, wait a minute. This is crazy. What does that say right there? Wow. Okay. I didn't know that at first. What's wrong there? But anyway, what you guys do is get action. You have to get it. And automatically, no matter who she is, what she say after that, you can settle. That's her. I'm going on with her. Man, most of you just don't realize you should stop settling for the woman that's 5th or 6th on your goddamn list. My arsenal is so dope now. My conversation flow because it's based on what I see and think in that very moment. My course has great value for you if you use it. If you fucking can take an honest inventory of yourself and say you're confident, so be it, man. I'm not mad at you. But at the same time, ask yourself this. If you're so goddamn confident, why the fuck do you listen to these videos? Why do you ritually listen to them? I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, why do you? My course outlines simple directives for you to follow in order to excel. And if you study and follow instructions, you're going to overcome fear. That same fear that's in you within the first week. And I know this because I've lived and taught, I think it's 21 semesters now. Yeah, I think it's 21 semesters. And I lived and thrived off of what I teach. You know, the main reason I don't accept any of you guys fucking analogies about this game is your manhood is in the air. It's in the air because you didn't get, you know, the real information on being a man. You didn't get it passed down to you like I did or like we did. So you got to come to grips with women can't teach young boys how to be men. No matter what their intentions are, rappers are fake and can't teach you anything but how to fake like they do. You're going to realize to get respect from today's woman, you got to be confident you're showing women a man of commitment. I mean, it's easy to scream out how fucking confident you are. And right after you do, fine-ass bitch walk past you and your motherfucking ass don't say shit. Even if you don't do what I say, there's only one way to be a man. You got to be committed to principles that's established by manhood. Take care of business as if your very existence depended on it, because it does. Now, I'm not going to do a long video today because I got class tonight and I got to prepare for them. But telling you motherfuckers, man, get real. Develop some passion. Find something to be passionate about. Hey, women, I'm not passionate about women. I'm passionate with women. That's different. I'm not confused. I don't want you to be confused, but I want you to make some decisions. So let's see what y'all talking about on the stream yard. You see my fucking thing talking about shit, bro. Wow. G9NE, I don't know what that means. But that's kind of a oops, all right, situation. But I got shit for you to read on that. I mean, to listen to, bro. Origins of the game, where it came from. King 001, I'm understanding the games of life. And the gems you got is what you acquired. How does your gem, your life, help you get success? Hey, you guys, there's a reason I don't be answering this shit over here. Because you guys are just really... sometimes it's silly. It's just really fucking to say stuff to say it. And what the reason I don't answer over here is because why the fuck don't you call in? Why the fuck don't you call in so we can talk? You just want to be over here and spout out shit. And I really wonder why you motherfuckers, you fucking ignorant motherfucker, why are you like that? Some dude told me that, Democrats was doing some shit, and if I believe whatever I was saying, that I'm a really ignorant motherfucker. Man, why didn't you call in and say that shit? Because you know I ain't going to read that shit until the shit is over. So if you really thought that, and you wasn't a punk, You would call in and say that shit. And I ain't gonna bite your, I might bite your head off, but it ain't gonna hurt because I'm on the other end of the computer. I'm out, you guys. Be cool. Yeah.